relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Once.
Yeah, nice. I might do it now.
Okay. You just got to do it before we get to the last segment, so.
Klein's in Jerusalem, but he said he can't come on today.
Oh, okay.
So no Aaron Klein.
No Aaron Klein.
Okay, stand by. 10 seconds.
America First with Sebastian Gorka starts in 5 seconds.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What's your name?
My name is Jason.
And who? What do you do here?
I'm a supervisor, front-end supervisor.
And why aren't you letting me in?
Because in the state of California, in the county of Los Angeles, there has been
Costco.
There's been no change
yes,
to our mask
been.
Policy. Not in the state of California or in the county.
Didn't
of
you see
Los
the
Angeles.
News? You didn't see the news. Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What is accurate?
So what is accurate is that Costco always goes above and beyond when following the law. And the mandate in California has not changed. There does seem to be the possibility that in June, by mid-June, that's a date that California, I know.
Oh, if they allow us, if they grant us that, our kings, the people in power, you're going to listen to these people?
Well, I know
they've destroyed our economy.
Well,
they're destroying our
evaluating.
Culture. They're destroying our state.
I see.
And you're just going to listen to their rules.
Well, what we are going to do is simply follow the guidelines.
Okay.
What we are going to do is simply follow the guidelines. I remember something. What was it? Oh, yes, the Nuremberg trials. What did they say at the Nuremberg trials? What was the key defense? Let's ask the professor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's Shadrach. What was the defense of the Nazis at Nuremberg?
I was just following orders.
I was just following orders. So law regulations without a moral content is irrelevant, little Costco manager. And I'm just going to say it now. I loved NYPD Blue before today, and now I love Ricky Schroeder even more, because that was Ricky Schroeder, one of the detectives from the eponymous TV show I just mentioned, going to Costco without a mask and filming the little Gestapo man saying, CDC guidelines, who cares? I have my regulations, jawohl, from the state of California. Oh, by the way, what is Kamala saying? Did you see AOC at the weekend? AOC said, I'm just going to keep my mask on. Makes me feel good. You're a pervert. I mean, really? Why are you denying science? And to return to the issue of Germanic Teutonic attitudes to the law, we have Kamala Harris tweet out the following. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. No, you fascist. I'm not going to. How'd you like that? What is your authority over me, by the way, Kamala Harris? You can't even go to the border. You are the presidential point person for the disaster, the calamity, the catastrophe that is 6,000 illegal immigrants crossing the southern border every 24 hours. But you can't be bothered except to order us to do things with our bodies. My body, my choice, not happening. All right. Our phone number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Action-packed show for you. Donald Trump Jr. will be with us this hour. John Solomon, David Horowitz, Phil Klein, and the incredible, the unbelievable black mother from Loudoun County who took the war for America to the members of the Loudoun County Public School Board, Chantel Cooper, who I just happened to meet this weekend. I was so excited when I met her at a GOP event that I will be discussing momentarily. But let's talk about masks, shall we? Let's talk about, somebody called Anthony Fauci. I have in my hand a little bit of research that was done, last night, this morning, by one of our intrepid team members. Eric, are you there?
I've got your six, as always.
That's what we like to hear. Just tell us, how long did it take? How many days, weeks of research did this take you?
Ooh, I'm going to have to think about that. I'm going to have to round up to the neatest number. You know, maybe 17 weeks, 18 weeks, 59 minutes.
Less than an hour.
Give or take.
Okay, this is stunning. Okay, this is what Eric did. Thank you, Eric. In less than an hour, which in the last year, the media hasn't done. They had a year to do it. He did it in 59 minutes. What do you need to know about Obergruppenführer Anthony Fauci? Well, let's work backwards. Let's talk about the organizations he's responsible for, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and also what's going on at the NIH. Let's talk about the organizations that he represents or collaborates with. In 2004, an internal NIH review found that Fauci's AIDS Research Division, because that's his background, was, quote, a troubled organization where managers used sexually explicit and colorful language that ended up creating a hostile atmosphere. Interesting. In 2003, a woman from Tennessee who had enrolled in an NIH-funded research project to try and stop her unborn child from getting AIDS died as a part of the program that he was administering. The review confirmed that doctors inside the NIH program had continued to administer the experimental drug regimen to her despite multiple signs of liver failure. So a toxic work environment and a lethal protocol, at least in the AIDS territory that he was working on. Then we have an Office of Government Ethics investigation of his institute, the NIAID, which failed to review and clear 2/3 of its workers for moonlighting in private industry. How are those patents coming out, Dr. Fauci? You know those patents you have for various drugs? 2/3 of your colleagues are moonlighting? And in 1992, the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services concluded that Dr. Fauci's institution failed to police conflicts of interests in vaccine experimentation. Does that give you pause for thought? It should. But let's go to the thing they will never tell you in the legacy media. In 1983,
Dr. Fauci authored an article in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, that included numerous false accusations about AIDS, which was his expertise, including the possibility that routine close contact within, for example, a family household can spread AIDS. If we add, quote, to this possibility that non-sexual, non-blood-borne transmission is possible, the scope of the AIDS syndrome may be enormous, Fauci said, and should at least alert us to the possibility that we should be dealing with AIDS in children based on contact. The theory was subsequently spread by the mainstream media, with UIP running a story entitled Household Contact Can Transmit AIDS. Afterwards, it was all found to be garbage, to be bogus, to be a denial of science. Yet today, Dr. Anthony Fauci stands as the highest paid federal bureaucrat in the United States, $413,000. And we were told, fascinatingly, earlier last year, that likewise the coronavirus could survive for days on surfaces where you could catch it from a banister, from a handrail. 40 years, and he's still lying and making mistakes. Time to fire Fauci. I'm Sebastian Gorka. So much more to share with you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay with us. Don't touch that dial. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works and is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included, as well as Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Incredible words. My hip pain is gone. Whether it's your shoulder, your knee, your hip, your ankle, you've got to try Relief Factor. Don't take my word for it. See the amazing video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Well, except the pain. For $19.95, that translates to less than a dollar a day. All you have to lose is the pain that you are suffering with right now. Give it a try. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
And gas prices, you like that $2 gas, right? How about $5, $6, and $7? Darling, let's sell the car. It's a little bit too large. Let's get a compact. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence.
He predicted it. He knew, and it's only going to get worse. We opened the show with a discussion of who the real Dr. Fauci is. Eric, how much of your lengthy research did I quote? Can you tell?
Maybe a good 20% of it, at least.
Yes. Yeah. About a quarter. About a quarter of it. I had the monologue to talk about it. It took you a whole hour to write up who this man really is, his disastrous career in government as an epidemiologist,
and I haven't even scratched the surface. I want to share the rest of it. We have enough time to do so. But first, let's go to your calls. Pepe, it's been too long. El Paso, Texas. Welcome, Pepe, to America First.
Buenas tardes, Dr. Gorka. ¿Cómo está?
Very well, thank you. Buenas tardes.
Well, real quick, just wanted to let everybody know that, we followed the guidelines. You know, we did what we were supposed to do.
You mean the 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Yeah, the 2 weeks that turned into 20 years, seems like.
Yep.
It's time to start, like that cut you played from Costco. Go into the stores without your mask. If you're vaccinated, then why are they worried? If everyone is already vaccinated, or a good portion of the people are vaccinated, then why are we worried?
Yes, if they're vaccinated, they're fine. If they're not vaccinated, they can wear the masks.
Exactly. So that was just my point. I mean, morally, this is taking us backwards, and I think that this is only being used to further, put their thumb on us. So that's all I wanted to say, Doctor.
All right. I know you work in national security. You sent me in the past a fabulous challenge coin and other goodies. Just without divulging anything specific, the last 3 months in comparison to the previous 4 years, Pepe?
Disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, that is the reality. We're going to dedicate the whole of the next Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax to exactly that issue. What has happened in the last 3 months since that man became the putative president of the United States? Keep doing what you do, Pepe. Keep keeping us safe despite what that man, that senile old man, is doing. Let's go to line two. Stan in Minneapolis. Stan, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to share something that happened to me today. I actually got asked, I was at the DMV, and I got asked because they don't have a mask mandate anymore by a woman if I had been vaccinated. And, I was polite to her, but I kind of really wanted to say, well, have you had an abortion?
Because
that would have been kind of along the same lines. But,
What did you say, Stan?
Medical question.
So what did you say?
Sorry?
What did you say, Stan?
I said, no, I haven't. But I should have said, and from now on, I am going to say, I'm just going to ask a question or answer a question with the question. And basically, have you had an abortion or a vasectomy or whatever? I don't care. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you can do what I did once. I just said, do you have authority to breach the federal HIPAA guidelines on medical information?
That would be gone way above most people's
heads. I know. Can I see your special I can break federal law pass card, please? Yeah, that would be my question.
Yeah, they wouldn't know that. But on a second note, my daughter graduated from University of Wisconsin yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning, if you can believe it. They had graduation, virtual graduation, at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Virtual?
That sounds like Russia.
Virtual? Yeah. They couldn't, after the mask decision last week, they couldn't even have a real graduation?
Oh, no. Wisconsin doesn't have a mask mandate because the governor is actually good in that state and fought it.
All right. That's crazy. Let's make it up to her. Stay on the line. Give us your daughter's name, and we'll send her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. That is crazy. A virtual graduation, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Okay, he's here. It's true. He's arrived, I hope. Donald Trump Jr., are you there?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Seb? Yeah, I'm here.
Good, good, good. We just played a clip of your father last year saying if Sleepy Creepy wins, there ain't going to be no more $2 gas. How did he know, Don? How did he know?
Well, I think anyone with a brain knew, because when you start a war on energy, when you start a war on pipelines, when you start a war on the American job market and those who actually work, like, what do you think's going to happen? What do you expect is going to happen when you're, part of the globalist, green energy crowd that, minor details has to be subsidized incredibly and doesn't actually produce energy when you need it? Minor details like that. It's hard to believe that these things happen. I wrote a book about it last summer because I had a little extra free time with the very scientific lockdowns that didn't seem to actually do anything. But you know, I had that free time and I wrote Liberal Privilege about just these things. It was another point I made amongst many of the others, like
but let's
China
go back,
becoming
but
an aggressor
Don,
again,
Don.
Like the Middle East going to hell again. It never ends with these morons.
Let's go back to your first book, Triggered. You shared your experience as a child because of your family, that you went behind the Iron Curtain as a kid. What are you seeing that echoes your childhood experience here in America?
Well, all of that's happening. I mean, the notion, that we still have free speech, you know, in today's form of cancel culture is almost ridiculous. I mean, people fear for their jobs for expressing an opinion that's not like some sort of, you know, fringe crazy opinion, but like that would be part of like mainstream American, conservative opinion. And people, you know, get canceled for it. Now, that only works one way, Seb, as we've seen. So, you know, as much as I rally against cancel culture, you see the stuff like we saw, you know, last week with Chrissy Teigen, right? She was a hero of the left, and she's such a wonderful person. Minor details. She slips into, like, teenagers' DMs and tries to convince them to commit suicide. I mean, minor details like that, you know? So she's such a wonderful person because she's speaking the leftist talking points. If you did that as a conservative, you'd never come back. And I imagine it's only a matter of minutes until she comes back as somehow a victim, of all of this. She will reposition herself as a victim, despite being nothing more than, you know, the trash that probably many of us knew she actually was, but very few would actually acknowledge because she was totally protected by the media.
We've talked you up since we started this show. Can we hold you over for one more segment, Don?
Sure.
Great. And let's just get the details. What's the latest book? So we had Triggered, about your experience behind the Iron Curtain as a kid, and the latest one is...
Liberal Privilege, talking about exactly that, liberal privilege, right? There's a different set of rules if you're a conservative than if you're a liberal. You have to play by those rules. They can take those rules and laugh at them and have total protection and cover from a mainstream media complex as well as the Democrat Party. And it's just not right, and we got to push back against it.
Yeah, and if they ever get caught, what do? They say that they are the victims. It never, never ends, but we're going to get truth. We're going to get the bottom line on the MAGA movement and the way ahead from Donald Trump Jr. The books are Liberal Privilege and Triggered. Follow him right now, Donald J. Trump Jr. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are live streaming on rumble.com/SebGorka and also streaming 24/7 on our website, SebGorka.com. Back after these messages. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro-compact in the world. The definitive concealed carry handgun is feature-rich, chambered in 9mm, and is available in standard or optics-ready configurations with 11+1 in the standard magazine and 13+1 with the extended magazine. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. It's so good, I've got two.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Somebody else the president knows well is Mike Lindell, a supporter of the Salem Radio Network, especially this show. Send your love to him by supporting him. MyPillow.com, they're trying to boycott him. 25 corporations who are refusing to stock his goods. Go straight to MyPillow.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for up to 66% off. Thanks to Mike. The number is 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Send those cancel culture fascists on the left a message. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. His latest book is Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indispensable. He does list his pronouns on his bio for Twitter, and the pronouns are your hero. Don Jr., welcome back to America First.
How's it going, Seth? Good to be back with you.
Good. You said in the break that you're prepared to talk about anything. There's so much going on. Let me just, you know, float this out there. A lot of people super excited to see your father back in action, to see the 45office.com, his new platform, his regular statements. There are others, however, who are concerned that the MAGA machine isn't as strong as it needs to be. Getting rid of Liz Cheney took too long. Tell us how you see things and what else needs to happen in the next year to strengthen the America First agenda.
Well, listen, I think those kind of things have to continue. And, you know, it took a little bit longer than I'd like, but I think you still also have to realize you're dealing with government bureaucracies. Things, nothing moves as quickly as we'd like. You know, Donald Trump was able to move things quickly because he came in from a world that was not encumbered by government. He used something called common sense. I believe it is virtually extinct these days, and especially in government, but he has a lot of it, and he was able to utilize that to get things done. That said, I think it sent a pretty clear message. Those kind of things don't just happen. They don't happen easily, and they don't happen quickly. But the fact that they happen and you remove someone in leadership, you know, the reality is you can't. There's no such thing, Seb, as a Nancy Pelosi Republican. You've heard of the Reagan Republicans, but when you have a Nancy Pelosi Republican like Liz Cheney, you start saying, hey, we have to wonder when someone like CNN and MSDNC are giving a Republican a lot of airtime. It's not because they're being honest. It's because they're acting in the best interests of the Democrats. And that's what she was doing. And so it was important to remove her from leadership. I mean, I think you know this. I've done a lot of stuff for Republicans across the country for the last 5 years. I've made it almost a focus of mine to do it. I don't think I've ever seen Liz Cheney at a fundraiser. I don't think I've ever seen her, doing proper recruitment for people who could actually win and take on the Democrats, people who'd actually be willing to fight. You know, that's the purpose of leadership positions. I mean, that's the job description. And she was totally MIA, during those jobs. I guess she was too busy trying to restart the wars in the Middle East, which Joe Biden is doing a wonderful job of achieving after Donald Trump, achieved 4 peace deals in the region.
Right.
This is the kind of mess that is the Washington, D.C. swamp. So we just got to keep fighting. We got to realize that none of these things happen easily. There is a lot of resistance. From both sides, frankly, especially even the Republican establishment, who are just okay losing and taking whatever they can, when they get their board seats at these companies, not doing what's right for the American people or for the American working class. And we got to change that. We got to put people in there who are in it for the right reasons.
Newt Gingrich, one of the wisest political minds in America, said recently that the insanity of the last 3 months, Don, the open borders, the attempt to federalize elections with HR1, the spending out of control, the relations in the Middle East going to pot, that is because the Democrats have to cram it all in now because they know they're going to get shellacked next year in 2024. Do you share, it's bad for America that they're doing that, but do you share that positive analysis that this is all out of desperation, or is it really worse than that?
100%. I mean, look at the average American, what they think of what's going on. I mean, Joe Biden, 63% of the, the America, like, in a D plus, like 12,000 survey. I mean, that doesn't really count. Anyone with a brain, and don't forget, this is with a multi-billion-dollar media corporation doing whatever they can to function as a cheerleader for Joe Biden and the left, right?
Yeah.
Trump got exactly the opposite. You had a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar mainstream media complex as well as social media complex working against him at all costs. Joe Biden's getting the benefit of that, and people are waiting in actual gas lines. I mean, I put out the tweet that got a lot of outrage. It trended on Twitter. People were trying to own me because they thought I was, I got it so wrong because none of them have a fundamental understanding of history. When I said, Joe Biden isn't the next FDR. He's the next Jimmy Carter.
He is.
Oh, my God, Jimmy Carter's a nice old man. You think that's an insult?
No.
Have you looked at, stagflation? Have you looked at the economy under Jimmy Carter? Have you looked at Iran?
Serious.
We're seeing a repeat of that on steroids.
We are.
All of us.
And it's only been 120 days. The book is Liberal Privilege and Triggered. Follow this man right now, Donald J. Trump Jr. Thank you, Don.
on the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
So there's a demented liberal with TDS who in the break just said that he had sex with my dead mother because he lost the argument with me. Alan, I thought you were the party of love and tolerance. But when you lose an argument, it's all you've got, isn't it? The foul language, the sexual perversion. Necrophilia, dude, that's illegal. You really should seek some help. In the meantime, do something that's good for your soul. Even if you're not a crazed TDS patient. For children of those in prison, having a mother or father behind bars simply adds to the isolation that most of them have experienced since the COVID-19 pandemic. But with summer just around the corner, you and I could do something truly special to these at-risk children to get them out of the bad neighborhoods they're in and away from the gang influences that could ruin their lives forever. Today, we are kicking off my annual campaign to send the children of prisoners to the fresh air and fun at a Christ-centered Angel Tree camp. Children like the wonderful Savannah.
I'm Savannah, and I'm spending my 13th birthday at Angel Tree Camp. I've been coming here for 5 years, and my favorite part about Angel Tree Camp is going to the lake and the pool, and it makes you feel like you could be comfortable with the people around you, like you could have fun and learn about God at the same time.
Imagine if you were that child, mother or father behind bars through no fault of your own, but then somebody sends you to a safe, Christ-centric summer camp. Let's change the lives of as many boys and girls as possible, like Savannah. If you give a gift of just $200 to the Angel Tree Camp, you will provide a week of fun and peace and just healthy togetherness and fellowship for an entire week at one of these camps. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. You can make a donation in any amount. We'll pull them together, but $200 pays for Savannah to go to camp for a week. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, or call them directly to make your donation at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. It's a safe place for the children of prisoners, for them to experience the great outdoors, make new friends, and hear the gospel. SebGorka.com. Change a child's life for eternity. Back to your calls. Maria in Los Angeles, line 3. Thank you for waiting so patiently, Maria.
And Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call. I have to wonder, and I think the public needs to wonder, why Dr. Fauci is changing his mind consistently, whether it was the 2 million people that were going to die, now the mask, no mask. I have a theory. Because we're seeing thousands of breakthrough cases after the vaccines, these are not traditional vaccines like a polio vaccine. You get a one-time lifetime vaccine. You don't wear a mask. You don't catch polio. These are different creatures here. And I think Fauci needs to be really straight with the public.
There's but he serious. Can't. He can't. He couldn't be straight if he had a gun at his head.
This is a problem. And I think our expert, our esteemed expert, really needs to be looked at from the press side. Why is he saying these things? Why doesn't the press hold him up and ask him those hardball questions? Because this is making no sense. It is looking as though he's just grabbing at straws to try to get those vaccines in arms. And, okay, now if you take the mask off or you get the vaccine, you can take the mask off. Well, we do have some puzzling research about breakthrough cases of people who've been fully vaccinated, not only in America, but the Seychelles, and there's other areas. I know there's different vaccines, but, you know, we need to look at the data. And so does Fauci. And if he was any kind of a legitimate expert, he would tell the public so.
Yeah. Why is he not taken to task by the media? Because if somebody is labeled an expert, Maria, they worship him. This man has been a disaster, a literal one-man walking disaster zone since 1983 with that article on AIDS. And they just love him. That's all you need to know about the media. Thank you, Maria. God bless you. Let's stay on this topic. Danny, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Thank you. I love your show, Sam.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let everybody know, the people that think everything Fauci says is the gospel, Fauci stands for all you crazy idiots.
That's good. Did you come up with that yourself, or did you hear that somewhere else, Danny?
I somehow came up with that myself.
For all you crazy idiots. Thank you, Danny. God bless. What else do we need to know? What are the latest revelations about Dr. Fauci? Well, let's have a look at what Senator Rand Paul found out. It was, of course, the NIH that funded the Wuhan lab scientist Dr. Shi Zhengli, who published a paper a couple of years ago which revealed that the research being funded by the NIH is for gain of function. And the sponsors listed included Dr. Fauci. None other than Newsweek also confirmed that starting in 2014, the NIH funded research by the Chinese doctor and others into what? Bat coronaviruses, giving them more than $3.5 million. And in 2019, the NIH and Dr. Fauci's NIAID committed another $3.7 million to a six-year research program that included gain-of-function research, which is a fancy word for what? Changing the lethality, changing the functionality of the virus, modifying it. Just one question. Dr. Fauci, what the hell is America doing giving millions of dollars to a communist Chinese virology lab? Somebody could look into that. It took Eric 59 minutes. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Friends, President Trump has declared war on the small business community of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is really a $2 trillion tax hike on American employees. He wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by also pushing a $15 minimum wage. One group is working hard to fight these attacks, the great people at Job Creators Network, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their small business advocacy and advisor program. They'll train you up, help you with op-eds in local papers and TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business and want to join the fight, go to Join JCN now. That's Job Creators Network to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women. Go now to joinjcn.com. They need you. America needs you. Okay. There are thousands of hours, collectively, because there's a lot of cameras, thousands of hours of CCTV footage from outside of Congress and inside the Capitol from just January the 6th that is missing, that is unavailable. Why? Well, maybe because so much of it is like the short clip that we're about to play you, in which a Capitol Police officer allows protesters into the building. Yes, into the building. Cut 10.
Listen up. The police here are willing to work with us and cooperate peacefully, like our First Amendment allows. Gather more Americans under the condition that they will come and gather peacefully to discuss what needs to be done to save our country. We're going to be heard. Everybody, this must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
Not only, that's fascinating for two reasons. Number one, there's a uniformed officer with his Fauci mask on and his badge on his chest saying that he's organizing this protest inside. They can protest if we're peaceful. And did you hear the voice at the end? That was the MAGA shaman who is saying, we can stay here if we're peaceful. So how's that case going to go? How are they going to prosecute him for inciting an insurrection if we've got proof that all he wanted in his crazy get-up was to peacefully protest? And wait till the rest of the video comes out. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.